Are you a lifelong fan of General Hospital?
Are you a new fan who wants to know more about the history of the show?
Do you enjoy talking about the show with others?
Do you find yourself yelling at the TV?
Is your self-care an hour a day in Port Charles?
If so, we invite you to join hosts
Amanda Kimmel
and Shannon Coach at the place where all the hidden conversations take place and secrets are revealed.
Meet us at Pier 54,
a General Hospital fan podcast.
Hi, it's Shannon from the Pier 54, a General Hospital fan podcast. We had a few technical difficulties at the very beginning of our show today, and they didn't quite come out in the editing, so I have asked my husband to help decipher what it is that Amanda said in the first 5 minutes. So please stick with us the first 5 minutes and say hi, JD.
Hello, how you doing?
And hopefully this will be good. He has not listened to anything yet, so I'm going to stop and have him record as we go along.
I'm just going to say I am going to do the best I can to decipher what Amanda is saying. So this is going to be good.
This is going to be fun. So we have a special guest host-ish today.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the Port... Nope. Why do I do that?
You're just so excited.
Amanda said, you're just so excited.
I am.
That's what it is.
Because that's what it is.
Anyway, welcome to the General Hospital recap for August 23rd through 27th. Got a few corrections to make, some congratulations, and some condolences. Well, which one do you want to start with?
Go ahead. What are we correcting?
Go ahead. Start with correcting.
Okay, correcting. So we messed up whenever we were talking about Emma, Cam, and Spencer. They were looking for the Chupacabra. Jake had the Chimera.
Yep.
Nobody corrected us on that, so thank you all for following us on that wonderful journey of mythical monsters.
See, it's not just us.
They should name them different things.
Those are actually things, though. Like, those are actual mythical creatures.
Could have still done two different creatures with names that were a little more formal.
See, they could do two different types of things.
True. Like Loch Ness Monster.
There you go.
Instead of the Chupacabra.
Yep.
Because at the ages that the kids were, they would have just as easily believed that the Loch Ness Monster was hanging out around Windermere.
Just like they believed the Chupacabra was in the stables.
So why we didn't use Nessie? I don't know. Nessie is the nickname.
Yes.
For Loch Ness.
Mm-hmm. Of course you would know that.
But I think.
Of course you would know that.
When I was in middle school, I used to be like so obsessed. I mean, okay, I've talked about true crime, all that fun stuff.
So you've always been a nerd?
So you've always been a nerd?
I've always watched In Search Of, always watched Unsolved Mysteries, Matlock. I used to solve before he did.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
It was freaky how accurate I was a lot of the times. So I had for a science fair, I made a paper mache Loch Ness Monster out of balloons and cardboard and put... And he hung in the garage of my parents' house for, like, ever.
Aww.
Yeah.
You should find a picture and put them up.
I'm pretty sure she says, and put it online.
I'll try to find a picture of my papier-mâché Loch Ness. But did you know that there's an American version?
No.
Nope.
Yep. Lake Champlain has champ.
Did not know that.
Did you as a person know that?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Wow.
Amanda and I say, wow.
So, General Hospital writers, again, if you need some...
All right, I'm pretty sure Amanda said, just contact Shannon and she'll tell you everything you need to know.
About the Loch Ness Monster.
About the Loch Ness Monster.
And
yes.
Champ.
Champ. Loch Ness Monster and Champ. Okay. Contact Shannon.
I don't know everything.
She'll tell you what you need to know.
Seriously, when was the last time you heard about the Loch Ness Monster, though? These kids don't know what they're missing.
You're right.
Bring them back. That was not all in my notes. It was just more of the, we mixed the storylines together.
Have Avery find it in the pond.
Amanda would like you to know, have Avery find it in the pond.
Do you know who Avery is?
Not a clue.
Avery is Sunny and Ava's daughter.
Is she related to Cesar?
No.
Okay. No, I don't want to know.
Related to Cesar.
Then I don't want to know.
Oh, okay. Peter's back.
Peter Faison.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm still telling you, Faison's still alive somehow.
Cesar.
Cesar.
Faison.
Cesar Faison is still alive somehow.
Are you and I going to watch all of Faison and then you and I can do our own special 411 all about Faison?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. That's exactly what I was thinking. Yes, we are.
Do you know what our 411 is?
The 411 is like your recap.
No, the recap is the recap.
No, the recap's a recap. The 411. Okay. Well,
the 411 is the information.
That's right.
About
that's
a certain subject.
I did know that.
Okay.
Know that.
Let's get back to deciphering Amanda.
Yes. Come on. Come on.
Okay. That'd be cute. Okay. And next?
Whatever order you want to do, Ron.
Whatever order you want to go in.
Well, no condolences. Michael Nader, who played Dimitri Merrick, passed away. And that was all my children, but still Alex Merrick's Anna's twin sister's husband. So there's a connection.
Yes. I didn't realize that he was as old as he was.
Neither did I.
Because I remember being young.
I didn't realize how old he was because I remember being young.
Wow, he is super attractive. And if I would have known how old he was, that would have been a little creepy.
Amanda said, if I would have known how old
he was.
If she had known. I'm sorry. Amanda would like you to know, if she had known how old he was, that would have been extremely creepy.
JD threw in the extremely, I think. But yes, I think, yeah.
Yeah.
That works.
Good.
No. It would have. Crushing. I was like a teenager. Crushing on this guy that would have been.
But you didn't know. I used to want to marry John Lennon and then found out he died before I was born.
Okay.
And was 40 when he died. Now we'd be okay.
Okay, so this is where everything started to work out again with Amanda's recording. We're going to pick back up talking about Dimitri Merrick, but I just wanted to thank JD for his
translations.
Yes.
You're welcome. And I want to know more about Cesar Faison coming back. No, Paul. Philip. What was his name?
Peter.
I knew it was being with a P. Okay. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Anyone who's related to Cesar is immediately.
Cesar.
Why do I keep saying Cesar?
Because you keep smushing his name.
Cesar is immediately interesting.
You always say Faison.
Faison.
That's why.
That's
because
why.
You don't want to say Cesar.
But again, anyone who's related to Cesar Faison is immediately interesting.
All right. Thanks, Pip.
You're welcome.
So I was very sad to hear that Dimitri had passed away, and there was some super nice memories that the different cast members had posted on Facebook, and it all made me sad. So then what's next? What are we celebrating? I know what we're celebrating, but go ahead.
Sophia Mattson had the baby.
He is the cutest baby. Oh my gosh.
And I mean, we all know she's absolutely gorgeous to begin with, but
it's not fair that she gets to look like that right after having a baby.
She's also vegetarian and stuff. And
okay.
I bet that she puts a lot of work into it.
I'm sure that she does, but I just wish there was like a magic spell that could make everyone look like that if they so chose to.
It's called exercise.
Yeah, I don't like
and
that. That's
diet.
Not a magic pill. That's really hard work. I don't want to do that. That picture was adorable.
Very.
He's so cute.
Very. I almost wish that she had waited to do her formal announcement for when
she has the baby.
Sasha gives birth on the show, because I think that would have been cute. But I appreciate the fact that she did it beforehand so that people don't confuse.
Maybe they'll do a congratulations at the end of that episode, like flash a picture of her and say what the baby's birthday was and like weight and all that stuff.
July 26th. He stole her heart completely. No kidding.
He is so cute.
Oh. But congratulations. We're sure that you're listening to us on your maternity leave.
Of course.
Of course. Why wouldn't she be? Oh, and just an hour ago, Ed Asner passed away. Or it was announced that Ed Asner passed away. He has nothing to do with General Hospital.
I was going to say, who?
Well, I follow Kathleen Gady. And
okay.
I get notified when she tweets because she's hysterical. So I get like no notifications on Twitter. I get her though, because she's fun. And every now and again, you're just like, oh, fun.
Got it.
And she shared that she worked with him on a movie many years ago, Kind and Talented Man. I mean, he was 91, but still, good actor. He played, okay, so do you know who he is?
No, of course
he voiced the old guy in Up, but he was also on the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Oh, okay. Old guy in Up, thanks.
Oh, no, he's got his little balloons.
Oh, so
I can't, because I cry at that movie every single time I see it. Have you seen Up? How?
I knew you were going to yell at me. That's why I was just sitting here.
How do you have three girls the age that you have three girls and you've never seen Up?
Because they've watched it at their dad's house. And so they've started it at my house and they've never finished it.
Ryan.
No, I haven't watched the whole thing. I
make her
that he's
watch.
He's never watched it either.
I bet he has.
I bet he hasn't. No way.
Your homework assignment for the week is to watch Up.
Not if it's going to make us cry.
I don't know if I can keep doing this with you. We're going to make a new section of our website, Movies Amanda Has Not Seen.
I'm sorry.
It's going to be longer than our episode.
It is going to be longer than
our episode. We're almost at 300.
Instead, we can do 411s about movies that I was told
to
watch.
That has nothing to do with
as long as they have a General Hospital actor or actress in it. There you go.
You did watch Carpool when we had to watch that.
Exactly. It's not that I'm against movies. I just don't randomly pick up movies.
I just don't understand how you haven't seen Up.
I'm sorry. I'm a TV girl, not a movie girl. And
have you seen Dumbo? That
one. Yes, I've seen Dumbo. Okay, well, gosh.
You haven't seen Up. I can't trust things.
Dumbo's like a gazillion years old.
I once babysat a kid who was obsessed with Dumbo, and every single time that Dumbo goes to visit mom,
Matt's, it would have been his second Easter because he was like a week old his first Easter, but for his second Easter, it was whenever the Disney store was around, like everywhere.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so his outfit was this little blue plaid overalls that had Dumbo on the front, little like bib part, and it had a matching hat and had matching socks because I loved
Dumbo. Was it an engineer hat? It would have made sense for it to be an engineer hat because they were on the circus train. Nope. Okay.
No, it was sad, but it had Dumbo on it.
I now know what happened to the Disney store. They did not put an engineer hat with the Dumbo outfit.
I'm sorry. I spent way too much money at the Disney store and the Warner Brothers store. He was always in Disney.
Those outfits also cost a lot more money than they should have.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. His outfits always cost more than mine did. But the Dumbo outfit was so cute because it had the little mouse with the peanut on his bum. Oh, my God. So cute.
Cute.
Anyway, back to General Hospital.
Hey, they're owned by Disney.
There you go.
So it's full circle.
Perfect.
All right, where do you want to start?
Are you mad about anything this week?
That's a very loaded question. What do you want to get started with?
Are you mad about anything? I need you
start. I just did congratulations, condolences, and corrections.
I was in there with you for those.
So what am I in there with you for on being mad?
Nope, I'm going to start at the beginning of the week because I'm going to make you bring it up.
How do you know that's the order we're going to go in?
Well, I'm going to start with the very first one of Peter seeing Maxie at the Tano.
Yeah.
And then Nina just rushes her off and Maxie doesn't think there's anything weird about that.
Right.
I haven't seen you in how long? You've been talking to me about this guy for how long?
Wouldn't you want to be like, oh my gosh, you got to meet.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But nope. Maxie just says, oh, okay. Yeah, I'll go home. Nice seeing you. Thanks for the glass of wine. And leaves.
And if she really wanted... Why wouldn't Nina say, hey, let's go back to my apartment?
Thank you.
Not, sure, let's hang out at the bar that is going to very easily have this guy that I don't want you to see walk in the door.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And then how did Peter just happen to know at that same day that that's where she was?
She's been following him. He's been following her.
Like in his car? And she hasn't noticed him?
I don't know.
I feel like that's not right. A few days behind, maybe, but right on her tail? No.
Maybe he put a bug on her car.
Oh, maybe.
Wouldn't put it past him.
Very true.
Because he said that he followed her to Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I bet that's it. He probably put a bug on her car, something. Well, at least we know that he did not kill Chloe.
Right.
That was kind of a relief.
That was kind of a relief.
Kind of feel bad. But at the same time, when Chloe gets released, do you think the pilot's going to turn on him? Pilot kind of already turned on him a tiny, tiny bit by giving info that he probably shouldn't have, but he thought he lost his sister. Now he's going to be like, you kidnapped her. I want vengeance.
Yes. Not even just kidnapped her. He put her in this nasty, like, dungeon-looking thing.
Right?
At least put her up in a nice hotel. What the heck?
Very true. Very true.
I thought it was cute that she didn't want to turn on Drew, though. He's like, you have to tell them you found this pen so that they trust you. And she just kept saying, no, no, no. And then he was like, yes, you have to do this. Yes. So she did. Do you think it's going to be her that finds out who's in the other room first?
Who's in the other room? Do you think it's Hayden?
Hayden or Holly?
That's right! We still have Holly!
Yeah. I don't know which one it's going to be.
Ooh. Yeah, I only said that Hayden... Is Hayden the other prisoner? I like the idea of it being Holly because unfortunately COVID took that storyline away from us.
I feel like you would know if it was Holly from the way that she yelled, though.
Yeah, but I don't know.
I don't know either. I'll take either twist. Where are you going?
Back to Nina. I can't... She's choosing herself over the safety of a child.
Yep. I was glad to hear Sunny say, Mike, whatever, say that Peter seemed to know who he was.
Yes.
So I'm glad that he's picking up on that. Good job, Mike.
Did not picture Peter being the first one to know
this
story, though.
That was a good twist.
Not gonna lie. kind of concerned about the license that Finn and Liz have right now, but I mean, love them both, but seriously, guys,
he said,
how? How? First of all, you let him lay there for days, apparently.
Right.
And then you moved him to a freezer, and now he's alive.
Yeah.
It's like the closet of Narnia, that freezer. Maybe that's what Helena did. Okay, have you at least...
I have.
Okay.
Don't even. Don't. You make it sound like I've never watched anything.
You have surprised me with some of the things that you haven't, so... Yeah, I'm just, I know that we haven't been a fan of Nina lying to Sonny, Mike, whatever, but Peter was the first one to bring up to her, you're also keeping him from your same grandchild.
Yep.
But still, in using Lenny's death as the reason to kick out Maxie was low, even for her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't like what they're doing to her.
No. I don't know where she's going to go from here. I'm happy that she called Liesl for some backup, because yep. calling the cops, I don't feel like would have been the right answer.
But she doesn't know that Britt and Jason had a thing. So she doesn't know that Liesl is going to be like, wait a second.
Yeah.
Because I think Nina's going to tell her.
Mm-hmm.
But Nina's going to expect her to be like, well, yeah, sure. We don't want Sonny back in town. Meanwhile, Liesl's going to be like, oh, yeah, we want Sonny back in town. Because then Jason's not going to marry Carly. Mm-hmm. And my Britta can be happy.
I like that. That was cute.
Do I do a good Obrecht?
Better than I could do. I'm not good with that.
That was not that good, but yeah.
It's better than I would do. I'll give you that.
I know we say this all the time, but seriously, Liesl and Britt.
They're so cute.
Oh,
they are so cute.
I wonder if Britt's going to tell Terry about her diagnosis. I think she's going to, because I think that Terry putting Liz in her place this week, I think that really gave Britt a good sense of Terry is professional.
Right.
And if she tells her, hey, this is what's going on in my life.
Yeah.
She's not going to expect her to cover for her, but it might help her understand her limitations and how they might progress too. And I don't think Terry will tell Liz.
No. But I don't think it's going to come out yet. I think they're going to end up having another girls' night where it's just the two of them.
End up her hand's going to start shaking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Something like that. She's going to have to explain it.
Yep.
Or they'll be talking something about death, because Britt likes to talk about how she's going to die soon, even though she doesn't really know that.
That is true.
So one or the other. I don't think it's going to be something that comes out at the hospital. This wasn't really good storyline one way or the other, but Maxie leaving the wedding book behind. How do you forget that?
I don't know. It's a pretty big binder.
It's a really big binder. And it's been your whole job since you got back yesterday. So don't you think you'd know where it was at all times?
I think it's so sweet that she's planning their wedding, though.
Mm-hmm. She's very excited.
Giving her something to keep her mind busy.
I liked her talking to Jax too. So how do you feel about all this?
I know.
She is funny.
I don't know how Jax is still alive right now, to be perfectly honest, because again, mentioning the kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you cannot tell Jocelyn that she can't go to her mother's wedding.
No. 18. Exactly.
Absolutely not.
Who did she think she was going to have as her maid of honor? Carly doesn't have girlfriends.
No. And it's only right that it's her daughter.
I thought it was a little bit weird, but to marry she's only 18.
But to marry Jason.
And where it's fake and she knows it. Yeah.
But it's not that fake, because they almost kissed.
That was weird.
That was weird. I'm glad she backed away from it.
Yep.
I was afraid she was going to go for it. I'm glad she backed away.
No offense. I wish they had a few more beers in them before that happened, though.
Yeah.
I feel like that would have made more sense than just a half beer, almost kiss.
Right.
Give it 3 beer, almost kiss.
Mm-hmm.
That's more realistic to me.
It seemed like Jason was the one initiating it. And being that he really does care about Britt, why are you trying to kiss Carly already?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But Maxie and Valentine.
Mm-hmm.
He was trying to be so protective of her.
Yes.
But here, would you mind holding Bailey?
Right.
That's normal, though. I mean, that
is. It is.
You ask someone to hold your baby that you're sitting talking to if you have to go talk to someone that you shouldn't be holding your baby talking to.
Right.
Oh, why isn't he wearing a baby Bjorn? I could see Valentine being a carrier.
You are so funny.
I want to snuggle up against him.
Oh, my.
I'll get in that snuggly. Is it snuggly? Is that what it's called?
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. I didn't use them.
I didn't use them either. I felt like the baby was going to fall. We've had this conversation before.
Baby.
I did not trust them. Shannon wants an adult size. Snuggly. Oh, my.
Woo. Okay.
going from there?
I have no idea.
Oh, finally, Willow and Michael told Chase. It was very anticlimactic.
Yeah.
Very.
Very. Is this what you wanted me to be angry about?
No. He was just kind of like, okay, I already knew. Here, I have this cool paper I'm going to hand to Austin now. They can't hear you shaking your head.
I have so many thoughts.
Go ahead.
Again, Chase lying to Willow was for a child.
Mm-hmm.
So he needs to knock it off with comparing the lies and excusing her.
Right.
Because he did it. And he did say it. He was like, the best thing that came out of this is that you're with Wiley.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he genuinely means it.
Yes.
I liked that Brooklyn reasoned with him that he is not the guy that's vindictive.
Right.
And he didn't. He gave Michael the opportunity to do it himself.
Mm-hmm.
Willow lied to him for herself.
Yes.
Not for anybody else's benefit. It was 100% for herself and Michael's.
It started out for him, though.
But she still wanted Michael. But it was also still for Michael.
Yes.
The only person that actually, the only people that ever actually benefited from it were Michael and Willow.
That's true.
It was never for Chase's own good. She tried to rationalize that it was, but it never was.
I feel like if he would have died, it would have been.
Sure. Then he would have never known. You know what would have been awesome? Okay, I love Josh Swickard, and I don't want him to leave, but I wish he had died. Then he could have haunted the heck out of them.
No, why?
Yes.
You're so mean. No. The start I'm of mean? It. Yes. The start
They're
of
mean.
It was with good intention. Because they
what
thought
part?
He
the
was
fact that
die.
He was that they were still sleeping together, even though she thought he was dying.
But they wanted him you to be happy in his last
then
moment.
Don't sleep with him. Don't sleep with somebody else if you're trying to give your husband a few extra good days.
Okay.
Yep. I am glad that he got his anger out and called Michael exactly what he is.
Yeah.
But then her saying, how lucky are they to have loved as deeply as they have? Okay. Which is it, Willow? You've never loved anyone as much as you love Michael, or have you never loved as deeply as you love Chase?
Right.
Those are contradictory.
They are.
And how does Michael think they're all going to be friends? I'm curious as to what you think I'm angry about, because I thought it was this.
No.
Because seriously, how does he think they're all going to be friends? He's just like, aw, give him a week. We'll be good.
We could have drinks with him and Sasha. It'll be fun.
Exactly. But I did say if they're going to put Brooklyn and Chase together, it better be forever like Kevin and Laura and no drama about their actual relationship because they need to knock it off with him. They need to stop doing this to him. He had to deal with Janelle.
Mm-hmm. Tell us how you really feel, Shannon.
You said you thought I was angry. Now I'm not sure who I'm angry about.
Okay.
But yeah, I just don't. I'm glad it's over. I didn't even cry.
No, because it was all
right.
Law.
All right, so what was I going to be mad about?
No, you have to go from there with then Michael gave the paper to
Austin,
and Austin took it to
Scott.
Why can I not think of anyone's names as I'm trying to say them?
And it's gold.
Scott. Yeah, and Scott was like, it's gold. You can pay for my drink because you're going to be rolling in it whenever I get back.
And then he just left, which is kind of a good way to get someone to buy your drink for you. But
that was very good.
Nobody finishes their drinks, though. Britt asked Liesl or asked Maxie if she could stay for a drink, and she couldn't, but they hadn't even finished theirs.
I don't know.
Finish your drinks, people.
Yes.
They're not cheap.
They are not. I
agree. Have you seen Carly's shoes?
Right. I'm sorry.
All right, so Scott.
They're not finishing their drink. So Scott said it was gold, and then he left to go be with Liesl so they can go on their trip.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess that was the end of the storyline. You just had to finish it out, man.
What am I finishing out?
Just had to finish that was how the storyline went.
But why would I be angry about
that's
that?
That's not what you're angry about, or what I thought you'd be angry about. But maybe you're not. Maybe you weren't even paying close enough attention to know that you're angry. That's okay. What other storylines do you have, Shannon?
Joss confiding in Jason was super, super sweet.
It was super sweet.
And he did such a good job of answering in a way that was not saying, I love your mom.
Exactly. And it was super cute whenever Carly then tried to talk to her. And she was like, no, I already talked to Jason. Why are we trying to go over this again? I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
All good. Oh, Ava and Nicholas talking, blah, 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 whatever. They love each other. Not concerned about that. But when Nicholas said that Spencer has a girlfriend, I thought it was so cute that Ava was like, oh, no, poor Trina.
That was very sweet.
I like that she thought of her. They are good friends. It is cute.
Mm-hmm.
and Spencer visited Alexis. I did like Esme's outfit. That was really cute.
It was really cute. So who do you think she is to Ryan?
I think she's Ryan's daughter.
Daughter? That's what I was thinking too.
I have, is Esme Ryan's daughter? Or he at least does know her because he said go,
absolutely,
go, go.
Absolutely.
Does he blink with Morse code?
I don't know.
Is that how that he is? I don't know.
I don't know.
That would make sense.
But she didn't say Morse code whenever she was talking to them. She said she saw a story about a guy who blinked using the letters of the alphabet. She didn't say Morse code.
Yeah, but that's how you do Morse code with blinking. You blink the lights and it's Morse code. You tap and it's Morse code. So it would make sense that the eye movements would also be Morse code if he was blinking.
I don't think I would be able to detect that.
And the name of the book is Real. It's Real.
Okay.
It's The Divine Bell and the Butterfly, and it's a memoir by journalist Jean-Dominique Bobie, and it describes his life before and after a massive stroke left him with locked-in syndrome. And it was published in 1997, and it sold the first 25,000 copies on the day of publication, reaching 150,000 in a week. And it went on to become a number one bestseller in Europe, and its sales are now in the millions.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Just do a 411 on that.
He was the editor-in-chief of Elle magazine and suffered a stroke and lapsed into a coma, awoke 20 days later and mentally aware of his surroundings, but physically paralyzed with what is known as locked-in syndrome, with the only exception of some movement in his head and eyes. His right eye had to be sewn up due to an irritation problem. So he did it all with his left.
Oh my gosh.
The transcriber recited a French language frequency ordered alphabet, ESARINTUL, etc., until Bobby blinked to choose the next letter. So he had to keep his eye open, and then when she reached the correct letter, wink.
Yes.
Oh, okay, hold on. We're just going to finish reading this because I didn't. The book took about 200,000 blinks to write, and an average word took approximately 2 minutes.
My gosh.
The book also chronicles everyday events for a person with locked-in syndrome. These events include playing at the beach with his family, getting a bath, and meeting visitors while in the hospital at Berks-sur-Mer. On March 9th, 1997, 2 days after the book was published, he passed away of pneumonia.
That's so sad.
It's like Jonathan Larson dying the night before Rent opened.
Very sad.
Oh,
why do you like to read sad things to me?
I didn't know it was sad. I think that's beautiful. So now we have another book we have to read.
There you go.
Yeah, I thought that was really cool that she was actually... Oh, I know what you're going to say. Okay. Sorry, I just scrolled up because I'm not using my paper today. I'm actually using my phone.
Okay.
But I thought that was really cool that Esme...
Yes, that the book she was talking about was actually real.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you for finishing my sentence.
You are welcome.
Did you think I was going to be mad that Finn and Liz are going camping with the boys?
No.
Okay, seriously, what do you think I was going to be mad at? Because I just think that's weird.
Leo.
That he cut his finger on a pop tab? Or the fact that Austin gave him fidget spinners?
I think that Austin, because he was so concerned about him,
uh-huh,
after the fidget spinner, is going to suddenly diagnose him, uh-huh, as autistic.
Yeah, I had that in there. I didn't want to bring it up because I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
I think it would be fantastic if, I don't know, maybe Finn did, because they really dropped the ball on Roxy and making Finn also be on the spectrum. But if we get Austin there...
Okay, so if they play the storyline right, I'm obviously all for it because we've talked about this on all different circumstances. Awareness, that's awesome. Great, doing a good job. I may be completely ignorant, but that interaction, to me, did not scream anything other than a kid that's scared he's at the hospital, he cut his finger.
Right. I have a lot of thoughts just because I hate the stereotypes that they do. So, like, fidget spinners are things that people with different sensory... needs use as a tool, and they have now become a toy.
Yes.
So there's a problem there. And why couldn't we have it be a girl?
Right.
Personal comment there, but girls can be autistic.
Yes.
I don't know. Okay. So I'm not mad.
Okay.
I'm aware.
Okay.
I'm on watch.
Okay.
I hope they do it right if they are going to do it. If I understand correctly, Mara West is an autism mom.
Oh, okay.
So I hope that they use her expertise,
okay,
and experience. And I'm sure that more have also, but
okay,
I know she's a big advocate.
Like I said, if they do it right, I just didn't like that this is the opening to the storyline, if that's what they're going to decide.
Right. Here, let's stereotype.
I thought it was a little odd that Olivia was running to the hospital for cutting his finger on a pop tab to begin with, because no, it didn't need stitches, I'm sure. And then for Austin to automatically jump to, oh, you won't make eye contact for a minute because you're in the hospital after your mom's freaked out about a minor cut, to me, it does not scream that there's anything that would lead you to any type of diagnosis for any reason. So that's all. I thought you'd be mad because I thought that you also would be like, where's that coming from?
Yep. So I am correct. The actress isn't on social media a lot, but when she is, she makes it count. She has been vocally supporting those with autism. One of her kids has it. A father has said his son, who has autism, was bullied and got very few happy birthday wishes. And she tweeted back, happy birthday, beautiful boy, autism family, you are loved.
Aww.
So. Yep.
I wasn't trying to make you cry.
No, it's okay. I didn't know. Yep. But if he is, can he please be an autistic child? Like an actual, because they can act.
Yes.
That's a whole other podcast, guys. I am more than happy to do that one. I probably have a lot of material already. Okay. So yeah, I'm not mad, but I appreciate, I
just hope it's done right.
Yep. Yep, 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 yep.
Okay, so now what we're
talking about. And that's not what Olivia be oblivious.
That's
true. Let's not make it seem like she's.
Right.
Yeah.
And there's plenty of adults in that household, all with medical degrees. Plus, I'm sure that their nanny has some type of education in spotting things. So.
I don't know. My daughter had in-home therapy for 3 years before she was diagnosed. Occupational and speech. So.
Wow.
Yeah. But this was also 12 years ago.
I was going to say, I do feel like it has come a long way.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Just in our 12 years, it's been. But anyway.
All right. So what were you angry about with Liz and Finn taking the boys camping?
Yeah. Why are they going camping?
I don't know.
Why are they there yet? Finn doesn't even know the boys.
No, I think they're trying to do it in the weirdest, grossest way possible. They're hanging out because.
They just read Love in Maine.
No, because the kids are cousins. So we're going to take all the cousins camping.
He just said the boys. He didn't even say Violet.
I just assumed Violet.
I would assume as well, but he did only say Liz and I are taking the boys camping.
Oh, well, he better. Oh, my. Mm-hmm. That's a whole other podcast right there for me. You do not only take one set of kids. You take them all.
Right. And it's not like Violet is going to be with her mom for the weekend.
Exactly.
So that's the reason why, because that's fair enough.
That is fair enough. Yes.
But I did like that he invited Chase.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that he had a pretty good conversation. I like them as brothers.
I like them as brothers also.
They're fun. They're sweet.
They are.
That's all that I have, I think.
Okay.
Do-do-do. Reality check.
My reality check is kind of crazy. What's yours? It's kind of like dumb crazy. So what's yours?
Dumb crazy? Now I'm intrigued. Mine's dumb just because it's dumb. I don't have anything exciting to talk about.
Nothing exciting at all.
Nothing exciting to talk about this week. Maybe next week we'll talk about what you're referring to. This week, no, nothing exciting. Yesterday was Madeline's cheer game. It was supposed to start at 1 because of the rain.
When you say cheer game, what does that mean?
Cheer. I don't know why I have to say cheer game. It's the little kids football game and she cheers.
Okay, so she, okay.
Football game. I don't know why I say cheer game. I don't know. That's what I
call it. I was legit asking. Well, I didn't know if, I know cheerleading competitions are a thing, no. So I didn't know if it was.
No,
her day cheering. Got together with other the football teams game and.
Yeah, no.
I don't know.
I just make up words. It's okay.
Okay.
Her cheer game. Anyway, it was supposed to start at 1, and because of the rain, it did not start until 2:20, and it was all the way out in West Mifflin, which is a good half hour-ish from here. And yeah, it was pretty annoying, because they're like, okay, we're going to start. No, we're not. Go sit in your cars for
crazy thing about the rain, minutes. It wasn't everywhere.
It wasn't here? No rain? No.
Well, rain. Well, I wasn't here. I wasn't.
Well, it rained in
but West it wasn't Mifflin. But it wasn't a half hour away from here.
In the other direction?
Huh.
I don't know. Because it rained. Emily was at Kennywood, which mm-hmm. is only down the hill from the stadium we were at. And they left Kennywood early because it kept raining. And
oh, wow.
Kept shutting down rides.
It spit a tiny bit.
So, no, it like rained. And yeah. Thunder, they won't play. They'll still cheer in the rain and play in the rain, but not yeah. with thunder and lightning.
Sure.
So, anyway. So, yeah, it was one of those things that, oh, it's just going to take this chunk of time and then we're going to be done. No, we were there till like 4:00. It was all day.
Mm.
So I didn't do anything exciting after that. And that's pretty much it. I don't know. Friday, I had a girls' night with my sister and my niece.
Aww.
We went out to dinner at this yummy Mexican place. And you talking about people not finishing
Where?
Their drinks. why do you ask me questions?
Because I like Mexican food, so I want to know what it's called.
It's in White Oak.
Oh, Azteca.
There you go. See? I knew you'd know it.
Right on 48?
Yes.
Yep.
That was the first time I had been there.
It's right around the corner from my in-laws.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, talking about people not finishing their drinks, we had margaritas and the table next to us had margaritas. And they
did you finish their drinks?
I did not finish their drinks. But they did not finish them. And as they got up, I was like, do you know how
did they only have one round?
They did. We only had one round too. We got the big ones. We only had one round.
That doesn't mean anything.
I'm just saying we only got one. But anyway, yeah, they didn't even finish their one. I was very upset with them. But the food was yummy and it was a nice visit with my sister and niece.
Very good.
Yep. And Ryan took care of the kids, so I could go out. And I came home, and everyone was alive, and he bought me roses. So it was very cute. But yeah, I got.
Well, how's work going for Em?
Good. Good, good. She's realizing that kids are crazy. She got thrown up on one day this week.
Perfect.
And birth control. Exactly. They got to go around and paint and like clean everything up because it's almost inspection time for the health department or whatever.
Why would that be done before the school year started?
No idea.
Okay. Although I'll give them a couple weeks.
Maybe it's like the changeover because yeah, the kids that were there during the summer are gone and now the new kids
are
there. I don't know. But anyway, so yeah, so she's been busy at work. The one day she was there from like 9 a.m. to like 8 o'clock at night.
Wow.
They were helping get everything ready and stuff. So, but she likes it. So that's good.
Yay.
Yes. All right. So what's your crazy week?
I had my first coffee in 3 years.
Who made you need coffee?
I don't know. I just kept wanting it.
Oh.
And so on Tuesday or Wednesday, I forget what day, I went and got myself a coffee at Dunkin' Donuts and I went for the large straight off the bat.
Yum. Anything special or just coffee?
Oh, I got a mocha.
Okay.
I'm like going back to how I started in the first time.
Got it.
Yeah. So I haven't made myself one at home yet. But yeah, I think it was either Tuesday or Wednesday. I got just an iced coffee, and then yesterday I got a macchiato. So I immediately went from coffee to espresso,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't get a headache.
Well, that's good.
So I don't know what to do about that, though, because the one time I tried to have coffee after I quit 3 years ago, I did get a headache. Like, I mean, I seriously had like 3 sips, and I got a headache.
Ooh.
So I don't know. Either I am better from like, I don't know. But yeah, I was just like, all right, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. And I found a new podcast.
Oh, what's that?
It's called Criminally Insane.
Should I be scared or happy?
It's really fun. Okay. It's two girls talk about different criminals, but they also have something called the Criminally Idiotic Minisode.
Oh.
Mini episode where they take recent stories in the news that are dumb.
Okay.
Like dumb criminals.
Yeah.
And they're just like real quick, like 10 minute, and they each bring a story and then they decide who has the better idiot. And it's like their nice little breakup between the horrible stories that they share. But the first one they did was about Jodi Arias. And I have watched like every documentary about her. They actually gave me information that I had no idea. She was like, she had a really bad childhood.
Okay.
Does not excuse what she did.
No.
But it's things that I did not know yet. And we know one of the hostess.
We know one of the hostess.
Well, we don't know her personally, but it's Haley Poulos.
Oh, cute.
Miss Molly Lansing Davis.
Cute.
Yep.
All right. Well, now I definitely have to check.
But I will say it's a little bit weird, even though we know how old she is. It's still weird to hear her dropping the F-bomb.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a lot of fun. She only started it, I think it was in July.
Oh,
so they're still
catch up.
They're still relatively new. Yeah. And they've covered some that I am aware of, but then other ones that I'm not. So it's just.
Yay.
It's fun to. I mean, we know that these people have lives outside of General Hospital, but it's. I was just really happy. I was like, oh, she loves murder too. But then it got me thinking, why don't she and TJ have a podcast talking about the stuff that they're talking about?
Oh, that would be cute.
That would be great.
That would be great.
Yep.
I really like that idea. You should tell them. Tell them to do that.
Copywriting it. So if you use it, I want TJ and Molly to have a podcast. Oh, she didn't take his last name.
No.
Could have been Ask Ashford.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure they can come up with something else just as good.
Yes. I'm not going to come up with it off the top of my head, but nope. I thought it was fun.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's all I have for this week. And join us on Thursday as we finally talk about Hayden's shooting and why it's messed up, how they're rewriting history.
It's more than messed up. It doesn't even make any sense.
It doesn't.
But have a good week.
And we'll meet with the peer.
Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed today's show, we invite you to go to peer54podcast.com to subscribe on your favorite platform. Don't forget to leave us a review. And you can also follow us on many social media channels. Just search for Peer 54 Podcast. Also, we are not perfect, so if there is something that we missed or messed up, just let us know by emailing us at peer54podcast@gmail.com.